Flint was once a city of prosperity and thriving industry.
What happened here is now happening in other places. It could happen in any city in the United States. It did happen in the city of Flint, Michigan.
Today, that thought from an old promotional film takes on new meaning through the lens of the city's water crisis. That shift is the focus of the new documentary Flint, The Poisoning of an American City. It debuts tonight in Flint. Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou spoke with David Barnhart, the writer and director of the film, and Greg Timmons. Timmons is the pastor of Calvary United Methodist Church in Flint and heads a water recovery program there.
David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Pastor Timmons, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Pastor Timmons, I'd like to ask you about when you first became aware that there was a problem with the water in the city.
Someone had actually mentioned to my wife that there was a problem with the water well before it became public. But we thought, maybe she's just being sensational. And one of the things that she said is, well, you know, really a lot of the white people are not drinking the water. And these are more of the affluent. Because, you know, they're not trusting it, something's wrong with it. And then maybe less than a year later, we found out more. So it would have been really 2015. So there was a lamenting in my household because we were made aware of it, but we just didn't believe it. We didn't think that it would be possible that a government would be willing to poison a people.
And David, I think one of the things that it gets forgotten in all of this coverage, certainly here at Michigan Radio, we were very involved in covering the story and still are today. But, you know, GM was sort of a canary in the coal mine when it talked about its own pipes corroding. And in the film, you show one of the residents saying, we knew GM had a problem. And I thought, what about the rest of us? And that now seems so telling that there wasn't action when this major company takes action on its own because of the water.
One of the things we noticed over and over and over was people said that to us in our initial interviews was, well, 6 months in, they saw this coming. They saw it at the GM plant and they stopped using the water and they were able to change to another water source. And then over time, as people came forward, the state government and went after them. The governor's office went after each of these people as they tried to speak out and tried to discredit them. And eventually they came around and admitted that what had happened is what happened. But initially, they just didn't want to address it.
David, as we've discussed, the pipes in Flint started to leach lead after that switch to the Flint water and then the failure to treat the water properly. And that mistake led to this type of sentiment. Let's hear from Flint resident Fred Jones.
If a criminal with a bottle of poison put it inside the water system, blue collar, he may go to jail for the rest of his life because he has committed murder. But a white collar criminal who has done the same thing, he gets what? A slap on the hand.
There are people who, like Fred Jones, want criminal prosecutions, and that's still playing out in the legal system. But David, after spending so much time thinking about the whole picture in Flint, what deeper issues do you believe are behind the crisis?
The seeds were sown for Flint over 100 years. It's actually not a crisis that just occurred. It's like over 100 years of systemic and environmental racism, segregation. Other cities need to kind of sit back and learn. And that's why we want to take community leaders from Flint are going to go with us and do screenings in other cities that are dealing with water issues to hear from them and hear from their experiences.
David, many of the residents who spoke to you for the documentary talked about their own health issues, which they believe were caused by the lead in Flint's water. One woman at a water distribution center claims to know a couple of older people who died because of the lead in the water. Most experts seem to agree, especially with children, that we just don't know the full effects of what has happened in Flint yet, because time will sort of tell how that plays out. Did you have any concerns about airing those type of medical claims that have yet to be proven?
No, we wanted to go to the front lines. We wanted to go to the areas, to the water stations, to the voices that are not being heard. We're not going to know the impact of this for 20 years, maybe. I mean, we're talking about generations of people who are going to be impacted by this. One of the things that's so frustrating to me when I talk to people and I say, oh, yeah, we've been working in Flint for the past 5 years, their immediate response is, oh, well, that's all fixed, right? Mm. Like most people have no idea. And that's the other goal of this film, is to raise awareness about what happened in Flint, how it happened, what are the impacts, and what is happening in your city.
And Pastor Timmons, anything that you'd like to add there?
Your question is one that's extremely personal because my daughter and my son were obviously affected. My daughter began to have the sores and lesions on the back of her neck and at her hairline, which is one of the manifestations, and it happened all throughout the community, of drinking the tainted water. And my son has gastric problems that have come about not only for him, but for my daughter as well, that don't run in either side of our families, and they never had these problems before until drinking this water. Now, one of the things that's trying to be documented through the Flint Registry is to register who's been impacted and who has drank the water so that that could be followed throughout their life and perhaps dollars set aside so that those families could receive the help that they may need.
David, what is the thing that will stay with you about Flint after working on this film?
I think about the father that we talked to who talked about how his son is starting to forget things. He's starting to repeat things to him over and over. And he's terrified that his son is now heading down a path of lifelong neurological disorders or possible developmental delays. Drinking water is essential for all of us. People can't trust what they hear anymore. It's hard to move forward when you can't trust one of your basic things that you're supposed to have, which is drinking water.
Pastor Timmons, the city of Flint says it hopes its lead pipe replacement program will be finished by the end of this year. But looking beyond that, what are your hopes and dreams for the future of Flint?
One of the opportunities I think Flint has is an opportunity to have economic development by being a core center of water technology for the entire country. Because there are quite a few water technology companies out there, I think there's a great opportunity if the city, the state, the county, and the federal government line up to make it attractive to draw those companies here, that we could be the Silicon Valley for water technology.
That was Greg Timmons, the pastor of Calvary United Methodist Church in Flint, and David Barnhart, the writer and director of the new documentary film Flint, The Poisoning of an American City. They were speaking with Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou. The film premieres tonight at the Capitol Theater in Flint. You can watch the trailer at michiganradio.org.